Hello, listeners, and welcome back to another episode of the Terrorism at a Glance podcast, where the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness brings you terrorism-related news from around the globe, including right here at home in around 5 minutes or less. These are the headlines that caught our attention for the week of May 30th, 2023. A Missouri man crashes a rental truck near the White House and threatens the president. Police are seeking a suspect who threw an explosive device near a New Jersey synagogue. The Supreme Court says Google and Twitter are not liable for platform content from terror attacks, and Western Intel reports Chinese hackers spying on critical U.S. infrastructure. Let's break down these stories. Investigators reportedly said a man accused of driving a rental truck into barriers near the White House on May 22nd intended to harm the president. During a court appearance on May 24th, prosecutors revealed that Saivarshith Kandula, 19, of Chesterfield, Missouri, is not a U.S. citizen or a lawful permanent resident. Kandula allegedly crashed a U-Haul truck on the north side of Lafayette Square near the White House and made threatening remarks before police quickly detained him. The truck did not contain weapons or explosives, but authorities seized a Nazi flag at the scene. Federal authorities charged Kandula with threatening to kill, kidnap, or inflict harm on the president, vice president, or their families, assault with a dangerous weapon, reckless operation of a motor vehicle, trespassing, and destruction of federal property. Following an interrogation of Kandula, the FBI said he wanted to seize power, take over the government, and kill the president. Police are searching for a suspect who threw a small explosive device from a pickup truck near a Lakewood, New Jersey synagogue and Orthodox Jewish neighborhood on May 20th. A nearby home security system video camera captured two pickup trucks traveling slowly near the corner of Squonkam and Shafto Road, where they stopped near a small wooded area. Following a brief pause, an individual tossed a lit object from inside one of the trucks into the woods and drove away before it detonated. The incident occurred about 20 minutes after the end of Sabbath services on Saturday night. The device detonated 50 to 100 feet from two pedestrians who were not injured. Although investigators have not yet determined a motive for the incident, they do not believe the suspect threw the device at the two individuals. The U.S. Supreme Court sided with Google and Twitter in a pair of unanimous rulings handed down on May 18th, saying that the tech companies are not liable under anti-terrorism laws for terrorist groups posting content on their platforms. In the first case, Twitter versus Tomna, the justice agreed that the families of the victims of a 2017 ISIS attack on the Reina nightclub in Istanbul, Turkey, failed to adequately show that the online platforms had aided and abetted the terrorists in violation of federal law. In the second case, Gonzalez v. Google, the court arrived at a similar conclusion, stating that the reasoning in the Twitter case was substantially similar to apply to both cases, ending with the same result. The family of Noemi Gonzalez, an American tourist killed in a 2015 ISIS attack in Paris, argued that the algorithms on Google-owned YouTube recommended ISIS propaganda videos, aiding the terrorist group with recruitment and training efforts. The Twitter case ruling focused solely on the anti-terrorism law in question, the Justice Against Sponsors of Terrorism Act, and did not touch on Section 230 of the Communication Decency Act of 1996, which bars liability against tech platform providers for the content they host. Since the court ultimately ruled similarly in both cases, the justices declined to address Section 230 questions in Gonzalez v. Google. On May 24th, Western intelligence agencies and Microsoft confirmed that a state-sponsored Chinese hacking group is spying on a wide range of U.S. critical infrastructure organizations, from telecommunications to transportation hubs. The hackers are also targeting the U.S. territory of Guam, home to strategically important American military bases. This is the largest known Chinese cyber espionage campaign against American critical infrastructure, analysts said. The number of organizations affected is not yet known, but the U.S. National Security Agency is reportedly working with the FBI, Canada, New Zealand, Australia, and the United Kingdom to identify potential breaches. Microsoft analysts said they are moderately confident the Chinese group, Volt Typhoon, is developing capabilities that could disrupt critical communication infrastructure between the U.S. and Asia region during future crises. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson denied the allegations, but analysts said the activity is concerning because they are not yet certain of Volt Typhoon's capabilities. NSA cybersecurity director Rob Joyce said the Chinese campaign is using, quote, built-in network tools to evade our defenses and leaving no trace behind. Such techniques are harder to detect as they use capabilities already built into critical infrastructure environments, end quote. The Terrorism at a Glance product is a weekly summary of current events highlighting terrorism incidents and trends. The content is aggregated from open source information and considered a snapshot in time of reporting from news agencies, government press releases, research studies, and other sources. It is intended for informational purposes only and does not reflect the opinion of NJOHSP or the state of New Jersey. For more information on our sources, the headlines catching our analysts' attention, or for general information, check out our podcast page at njohsp.gov. Thank you all for listening, and we hope you'll join us again next week. As always, please remember, if you see something, say something, either to local police or to NJOHSP at 8664-SAFE-NJ or tips at njohsp.gov.